and have the same exact thing that Jesus had. Why? Because it's the Holy Spirit. You know, in John 5:19, Jesus said, the Son can do nothing of himself. And the word nothing in the Greek means nothing. Same thing. Nothing is nothing. So what he's saying is, guys, I'm modeling a lifestyle for you as a man. And he said that the promise was coming from the Father. And when the promise comes, he's going to teach you all things. He's the comforter. He's the helper. What's the helper do? What's the promise do? What's the Holy Spirit do? Jesus said, one like me. One like me is one exactly like me. Now you have that dunamis power of heaven in you. And he wants to touch the world around you. I have to stop saying it because it's a person. The Holy Spirit's a person. And he confirms the word with signs following. Or you pray for somebody, they get healed, and then you boldly preach the word. Amen? Amen. So he said, though you don't believe me, believe in the works that you may believe that the Father is in me. That I am in the Father. It's God's will that we walk that same way. The only thing that separates you, there's two things. One thing is how dependent upon the Holy Spirit are you willing to be? The second thing is how much are you willing to get rid of you to let him be? It's all about denying ourselves. Look, if we stay in the way, you are the move of God. We're not waiting for God to move. But if you stay in the way, you'll never see the move of God in your life. Why? Because you'll be so much more focused on what's that person going to say? What are they going to do? I mean, they might get upset at me. They might snap at me. What if I lose my job? What if I am at Walmart and I upset the cashier and everybody looks at me? My wife will tell you, she's been through some experiences at Walmart, and those cashiers like to be prayed for, don't they? Especially around Christmas.